You're listening to an African Elements top news story for January 1st, 2026. Please visit our website at africanelements.org for more daily news. Why the Atlanta Cop City RICO case finally fell apart by Darius Spearman. The legal battle over the Atlanta Public Safety Training Center reached a stunning conclusion on December 30, 2025. A Georgia judge formally dismissed the massive RICO case against 61 activists. This decision ended what many legal experts called the largest criminal racketeering case ever filed against protesters in the history of the United States. The ruling arrived after years of intense conflict between the state of Georgia and a decentralized network of protesters who fought to stop Cop City. To understand this dismissal, one must look at more than just the recent court dates. The story of this land stretches back centuries. It involves the removal of indigenous peoples and the history of forced labor. It also involves the modern fight for racial justice that erupted in 2020. The legal collapse of the state's case shows a deep tension between government authority and the right to protest. This article explores the history and the legal overreach that led to this historic moment. The site of the training center is located in the South River Forest. This land is known by the Muscogee people as the Wilani Forest. The name Wilani means green-brown-yellow water. For centuries, the Muscogee people lived on this land and cared for its ecosystem. However, the state of Georgia forcibly removed them in the 1820s and 1830s during the Trail of Tears. This history of displacement is a central theme for the modern protest movement. Protesters often argue that building a police facility on this land is a second colonial invasion. In 2021, indigenous leaders returned to the forest for the first time in 200 years. They performed traditional stomp dances to reclaim their spiritual connection to the land. By using the name Wilani, activists emphasize that the forest is not a vacant plot of land. It is a living place with a deep history that predates the city of Atlanta itself. The movement connects modern environmentalism with the long-term academic study of Black history and indigenous rights. The forest serves as one of the four lungs of Atlanta. It helps cool the city and manages water runoff from heavy rains. When the city announced plans to clear 85 acres of this forest, it sparked immediate concern. Many residents felt that the ecological value of the trees was more important than a new police facility. This tension between environmental preservation and police expansion laid the groundwork for the years of protest that followed. After the forced removal of the Muscogee people, the land was used for agriculture. It served as a plantation that relied on enslaved labor. This transition established a long history of racialized control on the property. In the early 20th century, the site became the old Atlanta prison farm. From 1920 to 1995, incarcerated individuals were forced to perform farm labor there. Most of these individuals were Black men who faced documented human rights abuses and harsh conditions. This history of carceral land use is a key part of the Stop Cop City argument. Critics point out that the land has been a site of confinement and surveillance for over 100 years. They argue that building a massive police training center continues this legacy of punishment. Instead of a park or community space, the city chose to maintain the land for policing. This choice reflects a historical pattern where land in marginalized areas is used for state control rather than community benefit. The prison farm was eventually closed, and the forest began to reclaim the ruins. For decades, the land sat largely unused by the city. Local residents began to see it as a natural refuge. However, the plan for Cop City changed that vision. Activists claim that the city's decision to build the facility there shows a disregard for the history of the people who suffered on that ground. They see the training center as a modern extension of the carceral system that has defined the site since the plantation era. The immediate catalyst for the training center was the Summer of Reckoning in 2020. Following the police killing of George Floyd in Minneapolis, Atlanta experienced massive protests. The situation escalated locally when an Atlanta police officer killed Rayshard Brooks. Brooks was a 27-year-old Black man who was shot in the back in a Wendy's parking lot. His death led to the resignation of the police chief and widespread calls for police reform. Following these events, police morale in Atlanta dropped significantly. many officers left the force, and city leaders sought a way to improve retention and training. In 2021, the city proposed a $90 million facility to modernize the force. While officials argued the center was necessary for better policing, activists saw it as a militarized response to the racial justice movement. They viewed the project as a backlash against the demands for reform that followed the death of Rayshard Brooks. The Wendy's where Brooks was killed became a site of sustained protest. This energy eventually moved toward the South River Forest. Protesters began to set up encampments in the woods to prevent construction equipment from entering. This decentralized network of activists included local community members and individuals from across the country. They were united by a shared goal to stop the destruction of the forest and the expansion of the police state. During this time, many activists relied on networks of community support to maintain their presence in the forest. On January 18, 2023, the conflict turned deadly during a multi-agency raid. State troopers entered the forest to clear out the protester encampments. During this operation, Manuel Torchiguita Pius Turan was shot and killed. Torchiguita was a 26-year-old non-binary indigenous environmental activist. The state claimed that Turan fired first and wounded a trooper. However, an independent autopsy found that Turan was sitting cross-legged with their hands up when they were shot 57 times. The death of Torchiguita transformed the local protest into an international cause. They became the first environmental activist killed by police in the history of the United States. This event led to a massive increase in support for the movement. Vigils and protests were held in cities across the globe. Copyright, African Elements.